Are you ready for the hype train?
That's right. It's the hype train. I'm not going to go near as big as I did last time. I'm not sorry. that was cool. But anyway, I'm Jesse Kimball. I'll be your conductor this evening. Backing me up is the 5-star man, Asa Gray, at the other end of the table.
I'm so proud of you.
So that I remember to engineer again.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool.
And you just
then,
said the different word.
He just said it wrong.
Conductor the first time.
Nope. Yep. Nope. Conductor. Because I was gonna call you guys engineers again, but I was like, that doesn't really make any sense. It doesn't flow right.
I don't actually know the hierarchy of a train.
I don't either. That's
like what's. I know the conductor, the engineer. I don't know. I think the conductor's in charge. I know no one else.
That, so that would make Trevor Camp the steward.
The caboose goes on the end of the train.
Quartermaster's on a ship. There's no master of arms on a train, I don't think.
Uh-uh.
Well, unless a master of arms goes onto a train. Then he's still a master of arms.
Just even though it's
the master of arms
not
on
right.
the train.
He's yeah. just.
Yeah. It's like doctor. Like, you're going to use my full title. I worked for this.
So
I earned this.
True story. I was planning on going to grad school only so that I would be Dr. Kimball.
Mm-hmm.
So that I could be that pretentious dude.
Think, is there a doctor in the house?
Mr. Kimball.
I'm going to raise my hand.
Excuse you, doctor.
That's the whole reason Xavier Woods wants to go to, was working towards getting his PhD, strictly so he could correct people.
Yep. I don't know why that was so appealing to me, but it was. I came to my senses real
because
quick, though.
Because you have empirical proof that you are better than the person that is addressing you. You know exactly why you wanted that, because it's great. And if I had any sort of drive or work ethic, I might have tried it.
No.
But I also am dumb and lazy. So.
No, okay, I got the dumb, lazy version, and I've done it. You just go online, become a certified reverend, and then make people address
have.
You. You already have? Dude,
yeah,
just,
all three
then,
of us
then
have.
Just dig into it.
The Universal Life Church will actually sell you a doctorate. You can get a reverend for free. That's fine.
Oh, are you certified in the Church of Life as well?
Universal Life Church.
Yeah.
Same as the Beatles. Did the Beatles know that? Doubt it. But you can, because I remember, it was you can get a doctorate of the universe.
I am a minister in the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster.
Nice. I'm also a minister in the Church of the Latter-day Dude. I'm a technical dudist priest. I love the internet.
There has to be a cover band called Dudist Priest, and it's people dressed...
Like
as the
dude,
but they only cover Judas Priest.
That
like, that's a thing,
I
right?
Really
that definitely
hope
exists.
So.
It's somewhere in southern Georgia.
I'm glad you've looked into this.
No, I haven't. I'm just...
He's just guessing.
Like, how right does that sound, though?
I don't know. Where's Judas Priest from?
That's not the point.
That's not the point. You just assume in Georgia... Really, I'd go Alabama if I'm gonna hit stereotypes.
I didn't want to give Bama anything good right now.
Kentucky.
They don't deserve anything
I'm counting
good.
Count Kentucky, then.
Maybe it's just because Google's auto-correcting Dudist to Judas.
That could be the thing.
I'm very un... All right. I need to learn how to play an instrument. Don't worry why. can you just restart the episode real quick?
We don't want that to go
I've already
on
had
air.
Too many ideas, Jesse.
Too many ideas. Trevor. Asa really is the name machine. That dude just keeps coming up with phenomenal names for things.
Until it's one that we actually need.
Right?
Which, granted, I came up with Hype Train, but it was last minute. And it's not as catchy as some of my other ones.
It's no fair.
Because there's one that we're absolutely going to turn into a show that I'm not saying on the air or to anyone for fear that it might get stolen.
Yep.
Except I did tell Andrew, and you know the one I'm talking about. I told Andrew about that one.
The one that my heart exploded into a million pieces when you pointed out, even with the weird take I wanted to take on it, you were just like, no, that is literally Adventure Zone. It has not only already been done, but is wildly popular than anything we will ever do.
I heard your heart broke into 1,000 pieces on that one.
With a much higher production value.
I wouldn't say it has a higher production value,
but they make a lot more money.
Yeah, some of the stuff that they do is.
They don't even need real jobs.
Because in fairness, okay, well, I guess by the Adventure Zone, they were pretty good in terms of what they had out there. But like their other podcast, My Brother and Me, mm-hmm. which, by the way, folks, that's going to be one of my things tonight of what's bringing me joy. I started listening to The Adventure Zone. This is all kind of sort of ties in together with what we're talking about here. I highly recommend that podcast, even if you're not a fan of D&D.
It's just
hilarious narrative.
The McElroy brothers are treasures.
Yeah. They have yes. they're the guys that started Polygon. They have they're also the guys that did Monster Factory, the YouTube series. Mm-hmm. They have a bunch of podcasts. Their first podcast solo though was called My Brother and Me. They're set up for that. One of them was using Griffin was using like a Rock Band microphone, and he was the most legit of the bunch. Justin,
he's a 30 under 30 winner.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, nice.
Because I fell off of listening to their stuff just because My Brother and Me turned more into like fan sent, like they would send in, like it would be like fan, they would just be answering fan questions.
Right.
And it wasn't quite what I was hoping it was going to be.
Yeah.
But for a while they had like they were talking about it because he like turned 30. So they were debating on if they should still call him
30 under
the 30 under 30 because he did win it by Forbes, which Tim Geddes won this year as well, and he just turned 30 this weekend.
Oh, that's cool.
I guess I'll never win that.
I'm out of that one.
Out of the running for that one too.
Damn, I was so close too.
What a sad table we're at here. anyway, no, he one of them was on a Rock Band mic, the other one was on like a $15 like built-in headset mic from Best Buy in the late 2000s. Mm. And then the other one, if you guys remember, this is going way back now, those old like table microphones from like the late 90s.
That I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's the microphone that I think Travis was using when they first started.
Oh my God.
So yeah, no, in terms of like production quality, they have definitely gone way up because they're all now using really expensive condenser mics and everything. But yeah, no, to start with, like we're definitely doing better than their early podcast in terms of equipment.
Well, yeah, equipment wise, but we've also been doing this for 3 years and here we go.
Yeah. And in fairness, our first like probably 15 episodes are pretty rough hardware wise. But anyway,
because the thing that got me into, I need to find what the name of it was. Because my first exposure to them, cause I'd never heard of them before, but they had, I saw a clip on it. I think it's Verve now, but I don't think it was Verve at the time. And maybe it was just called My Brother and Me, but they had a TV show where they would like, I highly recommend going to YouTube. The Tarantula Expert is a great segment. Because they like one of them is deathly, phobic of spiders.
Awesome.
Like legitimately always terrified. And then they bring in a tarantula expert, and even just like getting him into the same room as this caged, like contained tarantula was hilarious. You can check that out. And then also the episode that got me was they, for whatever reason, wanted to get a hold of the Masons because it's just, these are the people who have the Holy Grail, and we can just look up their phone number on Google.
Oh, the Masons, like the Freemasons. Freemasons. I was like, who are the Masons?
No, like the Freemasons.
Right. Yeah, I'm it took me half a second to understand too, because I was like, the Masons, like which one? Got it. Yeah. Now we're here.
I was like, the ones that live down in DeCoin? What are you I know the clan.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
The Mason. It's the last
with
name. Calm down.
With a C.
Lowercase C.
Lowercase C.
There's even a lowercase C.
Now we're good. You know, that may have just needed to have been said. It may have been thrown out there. Mm-hmm. Point is, The Adventure Zone, though. Yeah, no, Asa has a phenomenal name for a D&D podcast that, again, I'm not going to say on the air.
Mm-hmm. And I know it's,
I'm pretty sure we've said it before.
We might have. I'm not going to say when or where.
Yeah.
You're going to have to really dig for it.
You're going to have to comb through hours and hours
and
of audio.
And don't steal it. Oh, God, please don't steal
please
it.
Please don't steal
if
it.
Because if the name comes up somewhere, I might just walk off the Bill Emerson Bridge.
And, guys, that probably wouldn't kill him immediately. That's a horrible death. Because it's, especially right now, the water's real high.
Yeah, no. Oh, no, I wouldn't wait for it to come down. Like.
Yeah,
if I'm gonna do something, I'm gonna do it right. I know that's against every fiber of my being. But.
I want to drown with broken legs.
You're right.
In the Mississippi.
Yeah, that's just chunky drowning too.
Yeah,
Kansas chunky.
And especially like you know where we're at, there's a lot of you know the sinkholes or whatever. Just take you right down.
I mean, that's fine. That's a quick death.
It's not.
It's like the end of the Prestige. when he's talking about it's like, oh no, drowning, it's like going home. I lied. It's the worst thing ever imaginable. Just as that last little F you.
Dude, as somebody who's like, you know, watched people thinking they're drowning or watching people who were drowning as a lifeguard, it is the scariest.
Thank you for
adding that part. Yeah. Yeah. Touche.
We needed the context.
Now that I think about saying that. All those years of watching people drowning up close. With a bag over their head.
Worth mentioning now. Podzilla, I'm sorry, patreon.com/podzilla1985 for $420.69. You, can waterboard Trevor Camp.
Oh, yeah. That is still going.
That is one of the tiers. That's one of our tiers.
I'll totally let you waterboard me.
Or, you know, for a dollar, you get the pre-show. Either way, it's
either
a bargain.
Either way.
Either way, it's a bargain.
Either way.
Both tiers, solid options.
Yep.
Great
solid
options.
And, you know, for this week only. In addition to being able to waterboard Trevor, we'll send you the Allie A. Bear card, which is her swearing.
Her using the F-bomb.
Her dropping an F-bomb.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a personalized card with Allie A. Bear dropping an F-bomb.
Mm-hmm. So that's a two-for-one deal.
It's a two-for-one deal.
It's a solid deal. And you're full if you don't take it.
I've never seen a man so eager to get waterboarded.
I know.
Just trying to do it for the company, well, baby. Company man.
There's a reason we're only going to offer it once.
It's true. I'm not going to do it a second time.
Also, I think there's still opportunities to pelt Dalton with eggs.
That one I don't know if that's a thing anymore.
We're going to see if we can,
it's on there.
We're
going to see if we can get somebody to waterboard me. I feel like we can get double the price for Dalton.
Yeah, but it's a thing of you're willing to do it?
Yeah, no, nobody else is going to be willing.
Yeah,
no one else is going to.
It's not really an issue about Dalton's willingness.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
we need
a little bit. You know, a little bit.
It's
I know you have to say that because we're being recorded, and I get you. Wink, wink.
But anyway.
No one's winking.
No one's winking.
Right.
You're not just like sitting at a table and like, my character winks. Where else would they do that, Jesse?
Oh, in D&D. So to finish that story, I told Andrew about it. You should have seen the look on his face. He was just happy. He was happy with the title. He desperately wants it to happen now.
I know. Josh even, like, he sent me a message on Twitter and, like, was even like, so if you do this, like, he would be willing to edit it.
Really?
Yeah, so.
Really?
I need to figure out a way that I want to spin this.
I have
a couple other ideas floating around, but it's not. Right now, I'm focused on my new project, which I need to get streaming equipment so we can do Weeby Weebs, where I'm just going to do Twitch watch-alongs of various anime.
I'm telling you, the boy is great at naming things. like, it's a terrible idea, but boy, what a name.
Is it, though?
I don't know, man. There's people who get paid, like,
I could get a salary
to...
I think we're going to have to be a little bit more famous before that becomes any kind of successful.
I could get, like, a Crunchyroll sponsorship.
I don't know what that is.
It's Netflix for anime.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, get
them I thought it was like food.
Get them to
It is, but it's also a website, crunchyroll.com.
Get them to sponsor it. I can start on their channel, steal all their followers. I mean, Crunchyroll, stop listening for a second. I steal all of their followers.
Right.
Bring them over to the Podzilla page or like my page or whatever. Profit. But like they can recommend like, hey, here's something new that's getting added to Crunchyroll. Like new series starting from season one. Like, all right, let's go. I don't know jack about anime.
But yeah, the name is phenomenal.
Wait, hold on. Just to understand the premise of this show, you don't know anything about anime.
Yes.
But it's just you watching anime?
I mean, I could bring in guests.
Oh, dude.
Dalton's looking for an excuse to
rewatch. Dude, if you let me get drunk, I'll do it with you.
I mean, there's some anime. Like, but again, Trevor has enjoyed anime, I know, because he has recommended anime to me before.
I have like four anime shows I've watched and enjoyed.
If it wasn't for the fact that, you know, I need streaming equipment. Like a computer and a camera and a microphone. I would be all over. And, you know, time.
Time.
Because I'm not ready to
one.
Die. I can't dedicate another night to, like.
No.
Like, if we canceled, like, two of the shows I'm on, then maybe I'll replace that with streaming, but.
Or if we finally got enough funding on this show that we could quit our jobs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. The amount. If we could just, like, if I didn't have to worry about, like, actual money. Like, if I could figure out a way to get an LMD, like a life model decoy, to just go to work for me.
Yeah, yeah.
I would be putting out so much content. It would be awful.
The internet would basically be 30% Asa Gray.
Yes. And we can't have that.
No.
Think of how much that would be. Because like
the world's not ready.
There's something like a jillion hours of porn added every 3 seconds.
And 30% Asa Gray. Like if you had that LMD.
Patreon After Dark.
Patreon.
A Little Fitty production. bring that back. We need Mandy back, I guess, for that. But anyway, on to the hype train. See, I already talked about, like, one of the things right now that's bringing me joy is the Adventure Zone. I highly recommend you guys checking out that podcast. It is hilarious. Don't worry about not knowing anything about D&D when the show starts. They don't either. They
it's
are all
great
just
place to
it's
start.
A great setup. Yeah, great premise.
They are all starting from scratch. Yeah.
And it shows.
It does.
And it's entertaining, though.
It's so entertaining watching them figure
they
out how to play.
Well.
And, I mean, they're just funny dudes because it's the three McElroy brothers and their dad. Mm-hmm. And they're all hilarious. Their dad's been a radio personality for decades.
He shows up on their Verve show every once in a while. And, he's pretty great.
They're all hilarious dudes. So I highly recommend checking that out. You are welcome, Griffin, for this free plug that you definitely don't need. but anyway, and then also I've been rewatching Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Mm-hmm. Is that why it's on your Plex?
It is. Because I needed to be able to watch that anywhere, and I have it on Blu-ray, and you know.
And that's just work.
Yeah, now I can watch it anywhere. and boy, do I, like, I have forgotten exactly how good that show was.
So good.
It's so good.
It's so good. It holds up.
It does so well. It's so fantastic. Love that show. So yeah, that's what's bringing me joy right now. Ace of Gray, hit me.
I got two main ones right now. One of them you're going to get mad at me about.
Oh no.
The first one being Super Mario Maker 2. That's not the one. I've been having a lot of fun with it. I've started and like deleted so many levels because I can't quite get them just how I'm like seeing them in my head. It's beautiful, but trying to actually like put that onto the level maker, I'm getting the timing, I can't get figured out correctly, and it's a little frustrating there, but it's a lot of fun. The 100 levels that are built in for the story mode are great. Those are great launching points as well, to give you ideas of what you would want to do for your levels. I'm getting a lot of joy in watching people just freak the hell out trying to play these like crazy intense levels. Most notably, you know, Ross from Game Grumps. Game Grumps had a like over 100 episode series for the first Mario Maker.
Nice.
A third of that was them trying to beat Ross's levels. And them like, my friendship with Ross is over. And then just losing their minds. Sometimes if I'm like falling asleep, like when I find stuff to fall asleep to, I will just put on that series and just let that run in the background because it's peak game. It's one of my favorite things Game Grumps has ever done.
I mean, my favorite thing to come out of Mario Maker just in general are all the GIFs and reactions of like people playing Mario Maker levels.
Andy from Kinda Funny has been streaming it on his Twitch. He's also really good at reacting to things, like not necessarily the game, but... Like there's one where he's like he got hit by shell and he got real mad, so he's like, okay, well now I'm gonna jump up here because that's where the shell hit me from below. I'm gonna go up high, and like 30 seconds later it like got popped up and hit him still. So he took a little break after that. Just stuff like that. There are so many ways to enjoy this game for me between actually playing it, actually building levels, and then watching people play it well, like seeing some of the really good level designs. Is crazy what people come up with, but then also watching people fail miserably at things is also like kind of funny, which is what you know they're going for.
It's not kind of funny. That's always funny.
Just people
watching people fail, always great.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many Shannon has watched dozens of hours worth of those fail compilations. I feel like that dude is sending me at least one a week. it's replaced Do You Think She's Hot?
Good news for you.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
I'm loving Mario Maker. And then my other one, which is going to be mad. It's going to get you mad. I've started, because I told you on Sunday that I'm not like in the mood to really watch anything. But in fairness, I don't have to dedicate my attention to it like I would have to Avatar.
And you're rewatching something you've watched for the 18th time?
Nope, because I never actually finished it. But the 2014 Ninja Turtles.
Oh, okay.
Because we found out it was, when Dalton revealed to me that was on Hulu, all of it. I immediately went home and started rewatching it.
I thought you were about to hit me with Supernatural.
No.
Like, well, since I never actually finished, it's like, He's going to say Supernatural. That is going to make me mad.
Nope.
I'm going to throw something at him.
We're talking about things that bring me joy. And yes, the first four seasons since you brought up, first four seasons of Supernatural, great.
Great seasons.
So much fun.
Great seasons.
Good stuff.
Hard to believe that that's what the show turns into. Granted, some of my favorite episodes from the later seasons are when they fully embrace what they are.
It's true.
And totally just play with the...
The Scooby-Doo episode was one of their best.
Haven't seen it.
Oh, still haven't seen it.
You really need to.
One of the highlights...
You don't need to... It's a standalone. You don't need to know anything.
One of the highlights of the series, for me at least, is the episode where they get transported to the real world.
Oh, that one's
a lot. So they have to pretend to be their actors.
Yes.
It's like, oh, it's good to see you guys talking again.
And he tries to kill, like, Ruby, but that's, like, one of
their
wives.
Yeah, it's Sam's wife.
In real life.
Yeah, it's Jared, like, Jared and Ruby are married in real life. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great. But, yeah, so I forgot just how perfect that Ninja Turtle show is. I'm, like, six episodes in, I think, and it's just...
So it's basically hitting you like Avatar's been hitting me.
Kinda, and it's that thing of it's, like, I hear it holds up all the way through, but I haven't finished it myself yet, so I'm very excited to... Because I have, I think, the first two seasons on DVD, and I started to watch those when I was waiting for, like, internet to get hooked up in something or something like that. Because I got them for super cheap when Hastings was closing.
Hastings.
Yeah, R.I.P.
Oh, Hastings. That.
But Ninja Turtles is great. It's so much fun.
I always heard it was really good.
Because I hated the animation style at first, but once, you know, you move past it and you just realize, like, the writing on the show is phenomenal, the characterization of the turtles is phenomenal, April's really cool, Splinter's really cool. It's funny, the action's cool, and it's great that I can just, you know, kind of like also half watch the stuff I've already seen while I'm playing Mario.
I guess that's fair. But I definitely need you to start watching Avatar at some point.
I will, but again, that's one that
Is that why Asa was quiet when you were talking about Avatar? Because Asa's never seen Avatar?
That appears to be, yeah, no, Asa's never seen it.
I've never seen Avatar. I've wanted to, and the weekend I dedicate, like, I set aside an entire weekend to watch it on Netflix. It was literally a month after Netflix had taken it off, and I didn't realize it.
Oh. You're going to want to do a D&D campaign around it after you watch it.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, actually.
You just want, like... The lore is so good.
It's so
good. And, like,
good.
The mechanics are so good that you're just like, I want so much more out of this, but I can't. There is no more. I mean, there's comic books, and obviously there's Korra. Like, and Korra's great, too. Don't get me wrong. It's
Korra
the comics,
is good.
But it's just like, you want, like, there is not enough. Like, they could have even more, and it still would not be enough. That's how much I love.
Enough.
Like, the lore of this world is just so incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like it's just so good. Everything about it is great.
It's just fantastic.
Even the first season, like rewatching it, I was ready for some of the cheese and some of the camp and stuff. And that's gone by like four episodes in. It's not near as bad as I was even remembering it being.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. So
I really
good.
Like the art style so too. Good. So oh, it's yeah. like that's 'cause that was something that kept me from, and I've talked about it on the shows before, but like something that's kept me from going and going back and watching Buffy and mm-hmm. X-Files are both shows that like I should love, but going back and it's so painfully 90s.
Yes.
And because I'm watching it new and I don't have that, you know, nostalgia for it, yeah, I can't do it.
It's just rough.
Especially Buffy is ultra 90s.
Yeah, it really is.
Like it absolutely epitomizes 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
But whereas, you know, so Avatar, from all the, like, the looks of it, like, the voice, like, it sounds great, it looks great.
Shouldn't
like,
be an issue with
yeah,
Avatar.
Yeah, that's not going to be an issue at all. And it tells you, you know, an out-of-time story as well, so you don't have to worry about that.
Out-of-universe story.
Yeah.
Yep, and
so
I mean...
I'm excited to eventually watch it, because, you know, now I have easier access
so
to it.
So good!
And I will. It's just, I need to be in the mood, like, I need to be in the mood to actually, like, watch something. And now that I, you know, binged Jessica Jones... That itch is scratched. Now I want to go back to like, I want to go back and beat Horizon Zero Dawn. I want to play more Mario.
Well, see, the beauty about Avatar, though, is like the episodes are like 20 minutes. So for me, it's like I'll watch an episode.
Just like.
It's only 20 minutes. I can watch the episode before bed. It's
like
40 minutes is a bit excessive. So.
Just like Ninja Turtles.
I know.
Just like Ninja Turtles. All right, Trevor, buddy, what's bringing you joy?
Well, this is our first episode since E3.
E3?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. For me, one of the big ones was the Star Wars trailer. I actually just went and watched the full extended version of it last night.
I was getting ready to ask if you'd seen the...
Yeah, and I'm much more... I mean, I was kind of excited. I knew I was going to be excited anyway. Mm-hmm. But no, it looks kind of like an Uncharted game, but I was afraid that the lightsaber combat would look sluggish or feel sluggish. Mm-hmm. But it seems like the lightsaber combat is all real snappy. Everything looks nice. I mean, I'm happy with everything I saw, except the exception of, like, mass dismemberment. But, you know, I'm never going to get that in a Star Wars game.
Yeah, we were just talking about that on Sunday on Nerd Up, about how, like, I just need these cowards to finally give me a full-powered lightsaber in a video game.
Now, you get a lightsaber that's set to stun.
Yep.
That's how it works.
I want full-powered. I don't want a foam bat lightsaber.
Mm-hmm.
I want a lightsaber.
You want that lightsaber from Jedi Academy.
The equation that we got to is we want a X-Men Origins Wolverine Star Wars game.
Yeah. No, I'm 100% with that.
With just, like, you know, whatever. Like, yeah. You can send a stormtroopers. You can send us. Go ahead, go with droids. You can keep it T-rated with droids.
Mm-hmm.
And just let me rip them to pieces.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just rip through them. No, I like that. I want the Wolverine Jedi game now. Thank you for that.
One of those things you never knew you wanted until
you
heard it.
Yeah, I didn't know I wanted that. I want that really bad. I want that game again.
Yeah. Like, we're doing all these remasters. I know it's probably, like, way legally impossible to try to redo that game, especially under Disney. But, yeah, give me.
That game was so out of left field.
So much better than it should have been. But like you said, it's because they...
they had an extra year and a half, didn't they?
Because they, like, postponed the movie.
The movie got delayed a year and a half, so they had an extra year and a half to work
just
on the game.
Just to polish that baby, and it was beautiful. But that game, very excited about it. Looks really good. We'll see. I'm just excited to have a single-player story Star Wars game for once, and since EA took over. So that, and my other one is I've discovered a new show. I think you guys may have touched on it in another, like, in one of your podcasts, because I think vaguely remember you guys talking about it. That being said, I don't think any of you had seen it. Holy moly, the greatest mini golf television show I've ever seen in my gosh dang life.
I think we talked about it on Tuesday. F-bomb Tuesday. Yeah,
yeah. We talked about it last week.
Yeah, last week. Because it was that,
you know, following the, it's in the same footsteps as such hits as Splash, the celebrity diving show.
Dude, this is so much better than, I don't know, this is hold me over and, like, you know, now that I have no hockey until the fall, I'm going to see if Holy Moly will take me on the way through. Yeah, they had me at Rob Riggle. And they really had me at Kenny G, because the very, like, first episode, the wall of distraction.
Why do people like Kenny G?
I don't like Kenny G. I like that they got Kenny G.
I guess that's fair.
Like, it was the last thing I expected. They're like, oh, this is the distraction hole, whatever. And the wall spins around to reveal the distraction. And imagine my surprise when Kenny G rolls out there with the clarinet and just starts clarinetting people in the face. Like, just
celebrity deathmatch style.
Yeah. Like, when Kenny G is the distraction, I was like, that's fantastically classy.
So
I love it.
You mentioned E3, and I just, because I can't tell if this would be, like, up your alley or if you would not be interested. Did you see the trailer for Fall Guys?
No.
Okay, so it's from Devolver Games, or it was on their press conference. It's these little. Are you familiar with Gang Beasts or Fall Flat?
I am not.
So it's these. So control's kind of weird. Like, it's one of those things where buttons control various limbs. And Gang Beasts is about trying to knock out your opponent and throw them into whatever hazard or obstacle or off the map, and last person standing wins.
Okay.
There's, like, a subway station if they get hit by a train. Every time a PlayStation sale goes live, I keep looking for it, and I haven't seen it in forever because it looks just stupid fun. But it looks like it might control kind of like that, but it's these little jelly, adorable little jelly guys. It's a giant, it's almost like a battle royale.
Okay.
But it's more like
a race.
It's kind of like a race, but it's more like, it's kind of like MXC.
Okay.
And so you all start in the same starting position, and there's various maps that they show We've gotten gameplay trailers since, but, like, the announced trailer was just these little jelly starfish looking dudes just running around everywhere, knocking each other over. But one of the maps it's straight up just the, you know, when they run, they all start in the group and they're running towards the doors, and they have to just throw their body weight, hope that they break through, or they're either just going to bounce off one that doesn't open.
Ah.
It's that, but it's like a battle royale multiplayer game where you go through those kind of obstacle courses.
That seems like a fun party game.
It looks ridiculously fun, and honestly, it's one of the things I'm most excited about coming. Like, yeah, Cyberpunk 2077 looks amazing.
Oh yeah, that's definitely top on my list.
I'm interested in the Star Wars game, especially knowing that it's going to be more of a Metroidvania style than just a super linear path.
I don't know how much I like that, I'll be honest with you, because I don't necessarily like retracing my steps to go into...
Re-explore, to be able to use double jump.
Not like Metroidvania games, right?
Yes, that is correct. It seems like you're recycling set pieces, and it comes across as lazy gaming to me.
I get that.
I guess...
I don't necessarily agree with it, but I get it. Yeah. Like, I understand it.
And I understand that I'm flawed in several ways for this opinion, but it's mine. So. Yeah.
Well, but this is one of the like smaller ones that didn't get a lot of attention, and it just looks so goofy.
It does look goofy. It's not so much a when you say party game, I want to, you know, reiterate, like, I think that it's like 50 people or something like that. There's a bunch.
Yeah, it's a bunch. Yeah, no, yeah. It is very much like a battle royale style.
Because you're all trying, basically you're trying to get in like the top three finish to progress on to, I guess, the next area and stuff like that. Which, don't get me wrong, it still does look really fun, but I want to diminish your thoughts and hopes of like getting a group of four guys together, you know, more than that, or however many people like in one house just playing it. That's not going to happen.
Thanks for crushing my dreams before they were there, Jesse.
Welcome.
Because I think there is a certain level of couch like multiplayer that's possible. Because I think there might be split screen.
I mean, I would believe it, but that's just not the game was meant to be played with more than four people for sure.
Oh yeah, and but it also could be one of those things where you kind of cycle through and just be like, okay, I took my turn, I made it to the second round, you know.
Oh yeah, no.
Trevor goes out in the first, you end up getting all the way to the finals or something like that. Just, you know, just pass it around whenever someone gets
someone does poorly or somebody does even
Fall
like
Guys
well.
Ultimate knockout.
I'd play that.
It does look fun, and it's going to be like one of the cheaper indie games.
And it looks like you got.
I love cheap indie games.
You can get little hats and decorate your person.
Oh, you get little hats. I like little hats.
You can do all sorts of customization stuff to your little guy.
Aww.
So yeah, no, it's real neat looking. Like I kind of dig it. But yeah, no, that's E3. Obviously, this is our first show since E3, which it's a little bit of a bummer where E3 landed and this show landed. Because yeah, if you guys remember her last hype train,
that's what they look like.
Oh my god, they're adorable.
They look like Teletubbies, but not horrifying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they look like little obese Teletubby jelly beans. Because
it's actual CG, it's not, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
They're adorable. I want one. I will name him Carl.
They're so cute.
That's adorable as hell.
But then you can put little hats on them.
I wish you guys. I've never seen Asa this happy.
No, it's the gun. It's the little running guns from Borderlands. It's that.
Okay, no, I have seen Asa this happy before. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is when he first saw talking about the running guns.
I like
guns.
Cute things sometimes.
Yeah,
like guns running around,
just shooting on their own.
So yeah, we talked about you know what we were excited for about E3 last week on the hype train. Last month on the hype train, because it was the Tuesday before E3.
And then we did the E3 spectacular with Double H and Shannon and Dalton. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, I say we. I did.
You did. Ace did.
I was
you
out did. Of town, so I was unavailable for that show.
And I don't appear on any shows but this one.
Yep.
Well, the restraining order is very clear.
It's very clear. It's...
You're basically only around allowed near me and sometimes Asa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fair.
But yeah, no. So E3 did happen. At this point, like, everything's all old hat, old news.
Yeah.
So we're not going to spend a whole lot of time talking about E3, other than like, you know, some of the things that we were really excited about. For me, nothing beat out Borderlands. That's still like easily the thing I'm most hyped about. You know, E3 in general.
Yep.
Xbox kind of let us down, so we're not going to talk about it because. This is the hype train where we are happy about things. This is a positive show. So we're just going to gloss right on over that. Borderlands 3 does look great. They confirmed all that free DLC and all that other stuff. Like,
and they are just building so much goodwill in the community with all that.
Borderlands. To be fair, I don't know if Randy Pitchford has actually tweeted anything in the last couple weeks.
I think they took away his Twitter account because I ain't seen him tweet nothing.
Yeah, that's for the best.
That's for the best.
I will
it's
say
it's not
too,
that we disagree with you, Randy.
Well, it's just some people shouldn't some be allowed things. To give their opinion.
Yeah, there's
to the
a
public.
There's a time and a place.
We don't know enough about to have an opinion for or against you, Randy.
Yeah, that's why I said not necessarily. We don't necessarily disagree with
but
you.
But we also don't necessarily agree with you because yeah. When you say we don't necessarily disagree.
Fair point.
Makes it seem like
fair
we
point.
Agree.
But we definitely don't agree with your platform.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where,
your choice
where
of how you use Twitter. Is,
yeah, that's questionable.
Yeah,
questionable at best.
Overall, I said my piece on the recap show that we did. Overall, I was disappointed in E3 quite a bit. I love the Borderlands stuff that we got. Fall Guys was way more fun than it could. Really, the Devolver show was really good, too.
Was that the one to check out?
Yeah. Which, they do the weird thing where it's like...
They do a weird show every year,
it's like a weird
they?
Horror movie type
yeah.
thing. So, but like the reveals that came from it, really cool. We're getting free DLC for The Messenger, which is one of the best games I've played this year. I bought it when it came out, and I got distracted and haven't beaten it, but it was so much fun. And I will eventually go back to it. I will probably have to restart it. Because I won't remember where I was going or what I was doing. But it was great, and you should check it out. And they're getting free DLC for it, which looks awesome. But the thing that I was probably most surprised at how cool it looked, but I'm still not entirely sold on it, was the Final Fantasy VII Remake. I have no attachment to Final Fantasy VII as a franchise. I never played it. I am not a JRPG person. That's not a style of game that ever really spoke to me.
Same.
Turn-based combat, with the exception of Pokemon... has always been a huge turnoff, and even the Pokemon
Stick of Truth.
Stick of Truth.
There we go.
I'll give you Stick of Truth, but those are the exceptions.
I'm with you on
because
that.
At least like because even with Stick of Truth, you regained everything between fights. As soon as you won a fight, your health is back, your mana is back. Like other than the fart stuff was the only thing that you had to manage in between.
That's right.
So like it took away so much of the like having to grind and heal and go back and manage items and stuff. Like great. But this is more like this is an action RPG. That's my speed. Very into that. And the combat looked cool. Their messaging on it is a little baffling because we don't know how many versions that there are going to be. They don't know how many versions of it there's going to be. Although apparently we did eventually, weeks later, get the confirmation that this game ends when Midgar ends. Like that's as far up as they're going. So I don't have any context for that.
I don't know what Midgar means, so I don't either.
It's the first city that you play through, which is apparently roughly like the first, depending on who you ask, anywhere from 15 to 25% of the game. And yep. It's once you leave Midgar is when the world like completely opens up. So it's like your starting area, and then like someone said it's like it's because Final Fantasy VII, the PlayStation 1 game, is 4 discs. Mm-hmm. It's the first disc.
Got it.
Yeah, that's one of those things like. I kind of have to like that's where I have to turn in my nerd credit a little bit like mm-hmm. it takes a hit. Final Fantasy, I've just never been into it.
Yep.
I never played Final Fantasy VII. I played Final Fantasy IX. I never beat it because I lost the last disc. But like it was one of those things where I didn't have internet for a while and I kind of played through it. I don't often tell that side of the story. and we lost the disc in a move, so I never beat it. And we had internet when we moved, so I probably wouldn't have anyway. But yeah, the only game I did play all the way through Final Fantasy Tactics. That is the only Final Fantasy game I've played through. And that's because I absolutely love those tactic style games like Fire Emblem, Disgaea, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Mostly Fire Emblem, to a significantly lesser extent, Disgaea and Final Fantasy Tactics. Though Pokemon Conquest, that's another tactic style game. It was just absolutely phenomenal. But anyway, so when it comes to like where the Final Fantasy VII was going, eh.
Yeah, no, I have no idea. The gameplay looked fun, and I'm curious to see, like, I will be following that closer than I would have before E3. Like, that was enough to actually, like, get me excited. Which
You're on its radar now.
Yeah, which that's not, there's not a lot of things coming out of E3 that really, really gave me that, at least from, like, the main shows. Like, there were some, like, the Kind of Funny had their game showcase. There was a couple things coming out of that looked really cool.
Did you end up watching any of the Moe's gameplay for Borderlands 3?
No. Part of me, because that new stuff came out today too, there's like the little story thing.
Oh yeah, the claptrap with Steve the Bandit.
Steve the Bandit.
Trevor met Steve for the first time last night in our Borderlands 2 playthrough.
Okay.
Yes.
I
like Steve. Part
of me doesn't want to watch anymore. Like, I've seen what I've seen of Borderlands 3, and
you just want to be amazed when it comes
out. Yeah, I kind of want to go Radio Dark on it.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing at all.
Especially with a game like this, you know all the main stuff you need to know.
Yeah.
Like, anything else would just spoil it for... Like, you've taken the bait.
Already very much know that I will not be playing another character other than the one with the robot.
Moe's.
Oh, is that Moe's?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you've picked Moe's.
So I've seen a little bit of that. I thought Moe's was the Beastmaster.
No, that's Flack.
That's okay. Flack.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because with the four... Yeah, no, because I saw a little bit of that game, like, just in passing, like, it wasn't a full video. Like, it was a recap, and just seeing the way the mech looked, I was like, oh, cool, that's what I'm doing, then.
That's my character.
End of discussion. I don't care if someone else already had dibs. Sucks to be you, because there's going to be two of us.
I was about to say, the cool thing in this game is that, or Borderlands 3 versus the other ones, it's not really necessary in the other ones, too. You can run through with double Axton and still... blade through the game just fine, or even double zeros, whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, like, it's, you can have an extremely varied group, even with like two Moses and two Amaras,
mm-hmm.
Like, because there's the skill trees. The skill trees are significantly more varied in this one than in previous ones.
Yeah.
Being said, I think we all want to play different characters.
I was Moe's actually. I don't know who I want to play of them yet. They mm-hmm. all look really fun. I want to see more of Flack because I want to know how the Beastmaster is going to work.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really... The only character that I don't particularly want to play, though once I see Trevor playing him, I might like get a little bit more excited about it, is Zane.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I
just want to have the two abilities. It's just not my style gameplay.
Yeah. See, and that's my thing with Amara, is I'm not super... Like, I've never been a big melee-focused character in... first-person shooter. That never fit my gameplay style.
Thinking about it,
I mean, that's fair. The only the closest I've been to that is Brick. Mm-hmm. I had a dumb amount of fun playing with Brick.
Oh man, you loved playing Brick.
I did. The first time that I put, like, in Borderlands 1, you can add like the relics to your super.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time I got an explosive modifier for the fists. Oh my god. I was giggling.
It was like 2 a.m. Jesse's just giggling like a schoolgirl
who
just got like her crush's Valentine's Day card. It was so excited.
And it said love.
And it smelled like him and everything. It was great. Like, Jesse was so happy.
I was. Because I was sitting there on the couch. I was like, all right, I want to see what this does. And I go into my super. We go into a group of bandits and I just... punch, explosion, like three of them die, and like, you know, it's Borderlands, so like the explosive, like gory death, and I'm just like, oh,
oh yeah, and Jesse's just sprinting around the level, just laughing and punching.
And we got to a point, like, I built Brick in such a way that Trevor would be driving, and I would just go into my super and sprinting next to him, because Brick can get real fast.
Yeah.
And I think there was a bug in the game where I got even like faster outside of it. Like,
It was insane.
It was funny, and I loved that game. So
the melee characters can be fun.
They can be cool. Yes. It's just it doesn't typically. And like, there might be a build on something, or I see someone play Amara in a way that it's like, I want to go to there.
Wait, because the Amara is, they also confirm she's going to have like the typical Siren build where they can put up the you can put up the big ball and everything like
but
that.
But they're hitting really hard on the.
Yeah, on like, melee her focus. Having the mini arms of Vishnu, and just pummeling stuff with it, which
is cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. I saw somebody do a write up, and Amara just sounds like if Borderlands had like a D&D game where like you can make a Siren as a class, that would be Bricks. Like, I want to be a Siren, but I want to punch things.
I want to be a spellcaster that punches things.
I'm sorry, guys. I don't want to turn this into
the Borderlands podcast.
Yeah, which it has turned a little bit into that in the last few shows.
That's so, okay. Nerd Up fine. Turned into the Overwatch podcast for a while.
Yes, it did. This weekend, Overwatch was a joke in the group chat, but that was very much like...
Where do you think Morpheus' Mortal Kombat Minute came from? Except I'm the only one that cared about it. At least NerdUp, everybody was on board for it.
That's really true. I mean, at least with Ace's Injustice Minute, like, me and Dalton were involved
in
that one.
Yeah, there was DC characters.
But I'm so excited for Borderlands 3. I want that game so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, though, Cyberpunk, like, yeah, we got to see...
Cyberpunk.
Yeah, getting to see Keanu Reeves in the game.
They started filming Bill and Ted 3 today. Directly into my veins.
That's the best part of the day right there.
We were in the group chat, like, just talking during the Xbox conference when they were doing the Cyberpunk thing. And, like, Keanu Reeves popped up at the end of that video, and I just immediately hit the group chat just like, all right, Ace's Game of the Year confirmed.
I mean, it's not that you're wrong.
It's just that you're early.
Yeah. Because I don't even know what system it's going to come out on. Like, I may not get to play it. Have you heard, like, what his role is actually going to be?
No.
I have.
It's Johnny Silverhands is his name.
Yes.
Which is apparently a character in the canon because this is all based on an old tabletop game.
Yeah, the old, like, D&D version.
It's Cyberpunk 2020, I think, is what
Cyberpunk 2020, which is why the game is coming out on 2020.
That and it took them 6 years to make.
Shut up,
Ava. It's just a happy coincidence.
And it's 57 years later.
They did it on purpose.
Yeah. But he plays kind of like, he's kind of like your ghost in Destiny.
Oh.
Or the Joker in Arkham Knight.
Yeah, he's in your head. You're the only one who can see him.
He's essentially haunting you, but you're the only one who can see and hear him. So he's the voice in your head. And yeah. And also, the more stuff that I hear about Cyberpunk, again, the more excited I get for it. Because, like, I wasn't a huge fan of The Witcher, just because, like, I couldn't... I think I was playing it incorrectly, to be fair. Because that is, like, everybody's game of the year, greatest RPG of all time. But, like, the upgrade system or, like, the loadout system, I could not get behind because it was like, oh, I have these two cool abilities, but I can only use one at a time. Maybe I just didn't play long enough to be able to do, like, multiple stuff, but I wasn't super into it. And the setting for Cyberpunk doesn't super interest me, like, the future dystopian, mm-hmm. you know, type of... But, like, the options that you have. Like, when I was on Press Start to Join with Josh... which you can check that out at ps2jshow.com. He talked about, like, the different options you can make for your character for just, you know, like, do you want to be gender neutral? Like, just weird amount, not weird because that's not the right term, but, like, the amount of choices that you can make for your character and truly have a, like, a role-playing experience. It's not like in Red Dead Redemption 2 where... You are playing as
Arthur Morgan.
I kept wanting to say Arthur, but I was like, that's not
you,
right.
You that were,
was
you were getting
game.
There.
That was from the first game, but that was John Marston. But like, you have to play Arthur a very specific way, kind of. Like, no matter what you do in free mode,
you're
what
still he Arthur
does,
Marston.
What he does in the story is pretty well, like, non-negotiable. Sure, you get a couple of choices that you can make, but, like, this is pretty much
pretty
the
inconsequential.
Guy.
So,
and what
choices.
You and like, if I want to play as like the Paragon of Virtue going through like in the free realm, that doesn't really it doesn't reflect in the story.
Arthur's
at all.
Still gonna kill that guy in the cutscene.
Yeah, exactly. And he's gonna, you know, go through and just randomly attack people as they're robbing the train. And it's I don't want him to do that though. But it doesn't matter because that's the story they're telling. Whereas this, it very much seems like at least. That
they're going more Mass Effect style.
If you want to kind of, like, you probably, I don't know if you might be able to do a pacifist run, who knows?
Actually, they did confirm that you can make it through the entire game without killing anybody if you want.
Exactly. So, like, stuff
there's
like
a,
that.
There's a class for that.
Yeah. Like, and there's, like, loadouts and stuff that you can do, and, like, all the, also, like, the idea of the body augments that you can get.
It seems painfully customizable, and I love that.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm fine with
it. Almost to the point that it might be overwhelming for me, because, again, I'm not super smart.
I plan on spending a good 3.5 hours just in the opening customization of my character.
Mm-hmm.
Probably so. Because Cyberpunk 2077 is one of those games I haven't done a whole lot of looking into it. Mm-hmm. Not because I necessarily want to go Radio Dark on it, but because it's coming out after Borderlands, and that's what I've really put my attention
toward. So nothing matters, yeah.
And also, like, everything about this game, I'm already sold on. Like,
I'm already buying it.
Yeah, any time they give me any little bit more information, it's like, all right, cool, yes, that is fantastic. That's
you
at
already
this
have
point,
my money.
Yeah, like it's already sold. Like, congratulations, you can stop pitching it.
A
now.
Good salesman knows when to stop selling.
You've got me. You had me before Keanu. Now you're just showing off.
The amount of Google Stadia ads I have started to see in the last like 2 weeks, and I kind of wish there was a button that I could just be like, I've already paid you. Let me skip this. Let me just just close out of this window. Replace it with something else.
Yeah, because fun fact, our own Asa Gray here did get he has his name reserved.
Nope, not yet.
He will have his name reserved. Mm-hmm. In the Google, he is a Google Stadia founder.
Yeah, I'm
are you going with the 5-star man?
I'm getting the founders pack. I'm gonna try to. Because Mario Maker, I had to go with a weird variation of, I had to go a 5-star man. Because there's limited a number of characters. So 5-star man was taken, 5-star man all one word was taken, number.
Underscore.
There wasn't enough to be able to spell it out.
Can you leap speak it?
I didn't want to like get weird like that. Okay. So I just went with a 5-star man.
Mm.
I mean, because that's kind of the bit anyway, but.
That's fair.
I'm a 5-star man.
I am a 5-star man. It's always Sunny bit for those of you.
Oh, is that
the,
is that? I didn't know that this there's entire
a date,
time.
There is a dating app that allows women to rate the men based on their encounters with him.
Yeah.
So like, oh, if you go on a date with this guy, but
Dennis
it sucks.
Dennis didn't do well. Got it.
Dennis did not do well. But Dennis believes that he is a 5-star man. And it's...
Well, how would you say you would rate me right now?
If you were going to rate me, just rate me. Just say 5-star man. Just say you would give me 5 stars. Just give me 5 stars. We're going to go. Just give me 5 stars. Oh, it's so good. Go back.
It's a great episode.
You go back and rewatch that episode.
Yeah, and it's early in like when Dennis starts, you know, becoming a you know, like more and more psychotic.
Full sociopath, yeah.
Yeah.
He hasn't, I don't, no, I think, no, because that episode is after the prom episode or the high school reunion.
Oh, yeah, the high school reunion is definitely, that's
truly the breaking point, yeah. I think, of he, you know, tools. Can't. It's hard.
I'm a golden god.
Yeah, it's a.
Sorry.
I love that show. I think there's a new season out, but I don't know if it's on Hulu yet or not. Because there was a season that Shannon I know has seen that I have not.
Yeah. What do you think about his new show? He's what's
AP Bio. It's fantastic, and I'm
okay.
I am upset that it's canceled already.
Wow, that got the Swamp Thing treatment, huh?
No, it got better because it got 2 seasons.
I didn't realize it got two. I thought it got two. One.
But hold on. It was announced like. Less than a month ago, it got 2 seasons and then was canceled.
AP Bio?
I'm thinking of something.
You have to be thinking of something else. Because AP Bio, okay.
AP Bio, I watched all of that like months ago.
Okay. This is the show that, what's his name from It's Always Sunny, announced at E3.
Oh, that's Rob McElhenney. That is Gavin something, Raven's Quest or something like that.
Yes.
Because it's the show that they announced at the Ubisoft conference, I think. That it's an Apple right. TV Plus exclusive, so I will never see it.
Oh,
no,
yeah,
Glenn.
No.
So Mac from It's Always Sunny is doing that because I was at work trying to watch it with no sound. I sit down, and I was like, "The guy on the stage looks like Mac. Is Mac there? Why is Mac there?" Customer comes in. I go up to the front. I come back to my desk, and then it's Mac, but he's at kind of an odd angle. And it has a different name under it because it's the name of the character because they have since cut to a clip.
Right.
It's like, okay, well, that guy just looks weirdly like Rob McElhenney. What is going on? Wait, that is clearly Rob McElhenney. What is going on? What announcement did I miss? And it wasn't until the recaps later that afternoon that I wasn't going insane. No, AP Bio is Dennis from It's Always Sunny with Patton Oswalt.
All right.
Patton Oswalt is a principal of a high school in like Iowa or Ohio or something.
Some Midwestern,
yeah, some
town.
Midwestern small town. Glenn Howerton is a like way too smart to be there, but has like been disgraced like author, philosophy guy. He's a philosopher, like okay. has a doctorate in philosophy. He has to go home to like deal with his mom just died, so he has to deal with her like estate and affairs. And in the meantime, he takes this teaching job at a high school teaching AP biology. However, he is. Not a fan of children and refuses to teach the class, but it's real good.
I couldn't get into it. I watched really? Like the first three episodes, and
there was something about it like that hooked me pretty much immediately. So I was super into it, but yeah, it got canceled. So I don't know if the full, I don't know if they're getting its full season two because episodes are airing now, I think. But I think it got its full second season, but it's not getting picked up for a third.
The Mick though, that one has Caitlin Olsen, which D from It's Always Sunny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it got two seasons and was canceled because Fox cancels everything.
Fox cancels everything.
But yeah, it is still also
one more season of Firefly.
Incredible. The second season is extremely dark, and I loved it. but yeah, no, it's phenomenal. I loved The Mick. In that one, it's basically she's white trash. Her sister is also trailer trash that married rich.
They all just play terrible people.
Yeah,
because they're
everyone
good at
always
it.
Plays
they're really
terrible
good at
people.
It. So yeah, basically she is babysitting her sister's children because nobody else can. And yeah, living in this mansion that her brother-in-law owns.
And you say that, but I'm going to correct you. Charlie Day is a treasure. He plays Benny in the Lego Movie, and that's one of the most wholesome characters in all of fiction.
That's really true.
And
that's
fair. He plays lovable goofball pretty well.
He does play lovable goofball.
Plus,
really
he had a
well.
Very different character in Pacific Rim.
Yeah.
And the sequel.
I just recently watched his. He did an episode of Hot Ones. From like 3 years ago because he was promoting Fist Fight.
Oh,
do you remember
yeah.
that movie with Ice Cube?
Yeah. Oh. The one where he was supposed to fight Ice Cube.
Maybe.
Well,
I don't know.
I watched it. It's all right.
I
watched
it.
It was a movie.
I forgot
it was a movie.
I forgot it existed until I started watching that video because I just wanted to see Charlie Day on Hot Ones. But there were certain angles that he hit. He looked exactly like Jeremy Jam, and it weirded me out.
Make you uncomfortable?
Yeah, but he seemed like a cool dude. Like, he seemed like a cool dude.
Yeah, no, like, I think, like, it's minus DJ Khaled, the guy that does Hot Ones, Sean something or other, makes pretty much everybody look great.
Mm-hmm.
DJ Khaled did not look good.
Oh, did he not?
That dude is just like a...
Did he punk out?
Oh, yeah, he got to...
Hot Wings!
He couldn't Sorry. Handle Cholula.
Oh
no.
Oh.
Oh, he was going to have a bad time.
What kind of delicate, you know?
Honestly, like,
shouldn't start swearing.
I can't say much because, like, I would not make it far in that at all. Okay, so I learned in the Charlie Day episode, Sriracha is less Scoville units than Tabasco.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I assumed it was hotter because it's like, ooh, Sriracha,
That's interesting.
That's kicking.
Because I can handle like Tabasco better than I can handle Sriracha.
Mm-hmm. I think it's just because you put more Sriracha on anything than you do Tabasco.
That's fair.
Yeah, because Tabasco, you really got to work to get get it out, whereas Sriracha, it's just a squeeze
it's just
bottle.
It's like ketchup. Just
yeah, you hit that. Exactly. Sriracha is my ketchup.
Yeah. it's ketchup that burns your booty.
It's hard to get a good... he can be good about making those like entertaining and like interesting. I wouldn't say that, like, I would have liked to see that interview without the
hot wings.
The hot wings factor.
Nah.
And same thing with like Aubrey Plaza. Aubrey Plaza's was kind of weird. But I think hers is definitely newer because
yeah,
it's
Aubrey
hers
Plaza
just
is just kind of weird.
Well, yeah, but also she like
a lot of her stories were really great.
Mm-hmm.
She was just I really, really liked her Hot Ones
that one
interview.
Was fun. There's one that's sitting in my like recommended for a while that I need to watch because it's Gordon Ramsay.
That
one's
good.
Don't watch that one.
I liked it.
You'll learn things about Gordon Ramsay that you don't want to learn.
I mean, there's probably a number of things I already know about Gordon Ramsay that I'm not super thrilled with.
Oh, fair enough.
He is Gordon Ramsay.
He is Gordon Ramsay. Because I also like Gordon Ramsay, but like, yeah, there's just some of the things that he said in that interview. I'm like, oh no, don't not you. All right, so we made it all the way through to 57 minutes before, like, whatever, for whatever reason, it just stopped recording. Nothing crashed.
Just decided, nope, you're done. You
were done with this. Really, all you missed, though, was...
Computer heard you talking smack on Gordon Ramsay and shut
right,
down. He said, can't have this in the world.
The gist is Gordon Ramsay doesn't like millennials.
But Trevor desperately, desperately needs his affection.
Desperately needs his approval. And in his defense, I don't really like millennials either. Let's be honest. I've met a lot of people like me. I don't like them.
You've met a lot of people under 40?
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Imagine that.
Not a fan of anyone under 40.
Yeah.
Or above 40. I don't think I like people.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it has nothing to do with millennials.
Yeah.
It's people.
I think it's just people. Like millennials a little bit extra, just because I see them more. But mostly people.
Nah, no. It's one of those things you talk about all the time. Like every generation thinks the one that follows them is dumb.
Yep. I mean, we talked about that a little bit on Sunday of just like talking about, you know, kids shows.
Yeah.
Of like, oh, well, yeah, this generation, like all these kids shows now are terrible. We had good things, said every generation ever.
Yeah. Yep.
Whether it was Stick and Hoop or SpongeBob SquarePants, like whatever your generation had, the following generations was terrible.
Now, in fairness, SpongeBob is perfection.
SpongeBob is the high point of cartoon cinematography.
And I will not hear. I will not hear otherwise.
Yeah. I'll fight you.
Because yeah, we were talking about you know, like how I was talking about earlier, Avatar: The Last Airbender. That was just something like that, and like Teen Titans from when I was a preteen. Mm-hmm. Were just like that. That is peak phenomenal. Like pushes beyond like the target audience
and
everything else.
Kids show.
Right. But then, like, you know, Asa brought up, well, you know, you got shows like The Regular Show and Adventure Time and
Steven Universe
and stuff like that that absolutely does the same thing. And you're completely right, in a different way, but mm-hmm. definitely still accurate. So
it's crazy. The fact that there's these new things doesn't mean that these old things are totally gone forever and you can never enjoy them again. Are there certain things that replace better things that are clearly blatant cash money grabs? Yes.
Yes, there is Teen Titans Go.
I'm more specifically looking at you, Avengers Assemble.
Oh,
we had
yeah.
Earth's Mightiest Heroes.
Ooh, that was actually really
which
good.
Which is one of the best superhero cartoons ever.
Didn't you say we were definitely in college.
I mean,
that
yeah, aired. But we had it. Like, I could enjoy it.
Fair, yeah, yeah. It turns out like it was not a kid's show for us. It was a kid's show that I enjoyed the crap out of.
Yeah, because that's the thing. Is it's like, if you're just putting out a good show, it's mine.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to say, like, oh, yeah, well, these kids got this great thing. Because guess what? I have Netflix.
That's like
I can watch it myself.
Kind of like Avatar Last Airbender, Asa.
Yeah, and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles from 2014.
If you push him too hard, he's never going to do it.
Just don't push. Gentle touch.
I will absolutely deny myself something great out of spite.
Got yeah. it.
Have you met me?
Soft touch. Got it.
He's very petty.
To his and, own destruction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like late 2000s Trevor Camp.
I have self-destructive tendencies as it is.
Touche.
Yeah, no, that's the point is, you know, everybody thinks that the generation following them is dumb.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, the generation following us is eating Tide Pods, so.
Yeah, and our generation never did stupid stuff.
What did nope. we eat? What
our generation,
we get in trouble for eating?
That's too dark of a joke. Never mind. like, legit too dark for this show? It's not
wow.
what this
afterwards.
Is.
I want to hear this
afterwards.
Yeah.
If you want to know.
email me.
Yeah, email Jesse and he'll pass it on.
What dumb shit, or no, not dumb. What dark shit was Asa talking about?
Bad word.
Huh. Oh, right. Yeah,
we're not on the F-bomb Tuesday.
No, we're not.
And
that got me
F-bomb.
All spoiled. but anyway, no, what was I going to? Oh, yeah. No. All right. The thing is, Trevor, the internet didn't exist back then. I am sure.
Oh, God.
I am positive that whenever we were kids, there were groups of people in another city that did something real stupid that would have become a challenge.
We didn't even have the internet, and we got hundreds of kids trying to push that invisible truck off the SSN, trying to find Mew.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Just weird, like, urban legends of how to get things that are very much
impossible.
Video
games, like in, like, nerd crowds.
The cow level in Diablo 1.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, stuff like that. And that was even, you know, early days of the internet. But I'm absolutely positive. I mean, crap, we had, like, our generation were the kids that, had to put ratings on wrestling shows because we were doing, like, elbow drops from the rooftops of buildings.
Yeah, buddy, we were. Yeah.
But eating Tide Pods is dumb.
And also, like...
Yeah, I mean, it's not as cool. Are you serious?
Also, 2 points to the eating
have
Tide
you,
Pod.
Has anyone ever paid money for a pay-per-view event where a man ate a Tide Pod? No, sir, they have not.
No, Jackass was free on cable.
Accurate.
So,
accurate.
Two things on eating Tide Pods. One, that's another thing that got totally blown out of proportion that, like, maybe three times it actually happened.
Probably.
But it's the JoJo Challenge or Mojo Challenge or whatever that thing was with the... It actually became a thing because so many people were reposting it on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
With the weird Japanese art installation. That was like, it's on YouTube Kids and it's telling kids to like kill their parents and stuff. Well, what's the video? Can you show us the video? It's on YouTube Kids. Right, but there should be a direct link
to that this
you
video.
Can show us exactly where it is. Doesn't exist? Weird. Also, too, have you ever held a Tide Pod? Because the monkey part of your brain is like, ooh, fragrant, good squishy feel, fruit.
Definitely does feel like super watery,
forbidden
awesome
snacks.
Fruit.
Yeah, it is very much like a, yeah. I get it. Like, would it taste terrible? Of course.
Dude, but could it kill you? Absolutely.
But every time I do laundry, there is a split fraction of a second that I have to tell myself, do not eat. Put cover with dirty clothes.
Have you seen at the Dollar General that they have a camera over, like, pointing at the Tide Pods?
Some stores have them behind lock and key.
Oh, like, no, this is behind glass. Yeah, this is behind glass.
Yeah.
Or, sorry, not glass. Mm-hmm. Oh. Plastic, which is Dollar General glass.
Mm-hmm. Trevor, not quite as deadly as the Tide Pod Challenge.
Yes.
But whenever we were in high school, I'm sure you remember the Cinnamon Challenge.
I do remember. Wait, is the cinnamon challenge where you snort the cinnamon,
no,
or
the,
you try to put it?
No, it's full spoonful.
Full spoonful of cinnamon.
Okay, then I have not done the cinnamon challenge.
Gallon challenge.
The gallon challenge. Yeah,
my brother's best friend could actually regularly do the gallon challenge.
Why?
He's 7 feet tall.
Okay.
He's not that tall, but he's tall.
His body
he's
really
he's tall. Gigantic.
Yeah, no, I never You've wanted to it. Try the gallon challenge. I don't need to know that. But anyway, the point is, those were really stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And they were absolutely things we did.
Also, Tide Pods just didn't exist.
Right. And we did not have, like, we had the internet. That was the early days of social media. That was just something like, have you ever heard of? You just take us, and folks, I'm not recommending the cinnamon challenge, the spoonful of cinnamon. It will annihilate your sinuses for a day, at least.
Try snorting it.
Don't try that.
Trevor,
though.
You of all people, why would you recommend it? I remember when you did it. There was blood.
it was in a smart choice. Yeah, fair enough. Our generation didn't do a lot of greats. I don't know. Kids are supposed to be dumb, it feels like.
Yeah, they're like, kids.
You just got to make sure things don't look too tasty and the corners aren't too sharp.
And then you look at a generation before us. They paid money for rocks.
Lawn dart.
Oh, yeah. Lawn darts were a thing.
Lawn darts, yeah.
That was a good idea in theory. And then,
but
you
they
know,
take pride in the facts like, well, we survived it. It's like, good for you. Congratulations. Let's make the world a better place for everyone else, though.
There's actually a chemist.
We survived it. My cousin, not so much, but I did.
I saw a really brilliant tweet the other day.
We survived is not a good reason.
I saw a brilliant tweet the other day of baby boomers are essentially the people who go to the bathroom, see that there's a single piece of toilet paper, and they decide, oh, it's not my responsibility to change it. Except they did that with the climate and the economy,
society,
and the entire world.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, I'm sorry about that rant, guys. So hype.
I'm hyped for the future. I want to see what else comes out. There's gonna be cool stuff.
There's gonna be so much cool stuff. All right, guys, that's gonna do it for us. I'm gonna leave with. We mentioned earlier the pre-show. That is very much a thing we do. Patreon.com/Podzilla1985. $1 contribution gets you the pre-shows. Every pre-show we
Broadway,
do.
Please, we're making a point. We're trying to make a sales pitch here.
And every pre-show we've ever done, it's always good. It's always solid content. It's completely uncensored. Just us kind of getting warmed up for the day.
I like how you had. You're like, it's always good. It's always solid. Good job, Kimball. Really pushing.
Way to temper those expectations.
It is worth the effort of typing in your credit card information into Patreon.
Absolutely. Or PayPal. PayPal works.
Yeah.
Or PayPal.
Yeah, you can use PayPal. Yeah, you can go in there. And then even if you don't do that, one thing that I do ask for, and I really hope you do, tell a friend about the podcast. Because we don't put any money or any effort into marketing this. It's all word of mouth. So tell a friend about the show. If you like it, tell them, if you've got a wrestling friend, tell them about PWU. If you've got, a friend that loves comic books and video games, tell them about Nerd Up and all that good stuff. Also, hit us up on, if you have an iTunes account, if you've got an iPhone, open up iTunes, find us on there. Even if you don't listen to us there, hit us with that review. Just give us that quick 5-star. It's just like Ace's name, the 5-star man.
This man to my left needs another 5-star.
Yeah, we need
make that happen to him.
We need 5 stars. We need reviews. That gets us. We're trying to get the show more out there.
Subscriptions and stuff like that. Yeah,
guys, help us quit our jobs.
Yes, please. Oh, if yes, please. Dream.
We're so far away from that. But if you can just pay money to hear us talk more, we can one day, theoretically, maybe, probably not, quit our jobs.
Help me make Weeby Weebs real.
And see, if you can't pay us money so we can quit our jobs, talk about us to a friend that can.
To your
preferably
rich friends,
that can afford
friends.
A dollar.
So anyway, thank you for putting up with us. Thank you for listening to us. And we'll see you next time.